Naked? No, it's nothing. Nothing, just... I was thinking about things and... Fuck, I'm not gonna lie. Baby bird, I love you. I love you a lot. And sometimes I worry that I'm not a good match for you, but... Then I gotta reassure myself. That's just those negative things in my head talking. I know I am. I know I am, I just... Every now and then, even a cocky asshole like me gets to that point where he just wonders about things. Do you ever doubt yourself? I knew you'd say that. Well, if nothing else, kid, you changed my life. And while it's hard to deserve with this imposter syndrome going on, I can tell it's gonna be a while, but I'm not gonna let you go. You think I have any kind of chance of letting you go like that? No. Though it's just, sometimes I feel guilty. Like somehow me being with you is stealing something away from you, and I don't like that fact. I know it's not true. You don't need to tell me. I get it. The difference is, I need for my heart to get it. I know how you feel about things, and I know that I'm not some kind of monster or anything. But sometimes I wonder. I wonder if I'm really good enough for you. I wonder if I'm doing my part and really looking out for you. I want to make sure that I'm not being some selfish asshole. At least if I'm going to be a selfish asshole, I want to be the sexy kind who's cool and awesome and all that nonsensical bullshit. But I guess I just don't want to break your heart. I don't want to make you feel like you're not good enough, and I don't want to feel like I'm holding you back. Trust me, I only do sometimes. It's just because my past haunts me. I'm used to people calling me hopeless. I'm used to people calling me worthless, all kinds of different things in between. Don't get it mixed. I really didn't have much going into this. Much hope for things. I was apathetic. I was depressed. And now, I'm happy. But I guess it's accepting that happiness that you gave me. It's accepting that this is my life now. That's the hard fucking part. I don't know what to do sometimes, but you make it all better. I don't know how to say this, my little lovebird, but you saved me a million times over. Nah, a billion times over. You know why? Because... I'd just be a sad little man waddling on himself and just unable to fly. I'd be too afraid of that big bright sun up there. But what you've taught me has been a big, difficult lesson. That I am worth something. That even all those fuckers out there who don't think so, they may matter in someone's world, but they don't have to matter in mine. And besides that, kid, you're my whole world. I don't know how to say this nicely or politely or whatever you want to call it. I can't imagine anyone else in spending so much time together. I mean, come on. Does it honestly seem like I got a whole lot of options? That's not to say if I did, anything would be different. I'd still pick you a million out of a million times. And there's a good damn reason for it. You're about the only other human being I've met in my life, and I've met hundreds of thousands of them, maybe even millions. You're the only one who's gotten through my thick, coarse layer into the ooey-gooey insides, and it's difficult because I feel vulnerable, but I want to trust. But I know sometimes trust is broken. I know sometimes people fuck up. But I want you to know, there's no fucking thing you could do. That's too much of a fuck up for me to accept you for it, forgive you. Probably act like nothing else happened, since... What's the big deal? What's the worst you could do to me? You've already done so much good, and... I just figure... What's the least I can do is do a lot of good back to you and trust you. Make sure that no matter where you go, what you do, you've always got this bird brain right there beside you. Sounds like fun, doesn't it? Wasting our time together, doing whatever we want. Who gives a fuck about what the world has to say about it, right? Yeah. It'll just take me a while to accept that I do deserve any of this. Sorry, not sorry, it's hard. Because sometimes I just don't know what to say. I don't know what to do either. I think to myself, wow. How am I supposed to face someone like you? Who, in my eyes, you just couldn't do anything wrong. And I realized... No, not that. I realized real fucking quick that I could spend my life alone and miserable, thinking I don't deserve it. I could take a chance and actually try and be a man that's worth your time. And I don't just mean some of your time now. I want to be the type of man who's there always. Red-tailed hawks are for life. We don't know how to let go. But I think that's our biggest strength, too. It's because no matter where we go or what we do, we always end up back in each other's arms. We always end up back together again, even if things seem like they're empty. You know, a lot of times I get this feeling like I'm gonna wake up and you're gonna be gone, but every time I'm just so happy that you're still here. God, I don't know how else to say this, but I'm really, really proud that you're in my life. I've never in all of my life trusted someone. But I'm trying so, so hard to trust you. And it's going great, to be honest with you. It's shockingly great. Just look at you. You have this much of an effect on me, even just being like that. I'm so happy just to have you in my arms right now. God, I'm repeating myself again and again, aren't I? Sometimes it's really, really tough not to. Because when I really think about it and I take my time and I really look in the mirror, I'm just so happy to have you. God, I just keep repeating myself. But it's just because I never thought I'd have a chance. I never thought there'd be someone that would see through my exterior and actually give me a chance. You did all of that. You saved me, honey. You made me want so many things. And you gave me so many things I didn't even know I wanted. You fucking know that. You changed how I view the world around me. You changed how I view myself. I didn't have any hope for myself, but you gave me a lot of that too. You probably didn't even realize it back then. But my entire life is different because of you. You're crazy. Do you realize nobody, not a single other person, has ever, ever done that. Never. I'm proud. I'm happy. And I'm just... I've had a pretty emotional day. Highs and lows, you know? I'm... glad. Really glad I've got you. Please. Won't you just... let me hold you in my arms forever. Let me kiss every tear away. And let me make you the damn happiest. No, not just make you happy. Fuck that. This ain't a charity. Let's be happy together, baby. Just the two of us and whoever we decide to bring along for the journey. That's all I could ever ask for. You crazy baby bird. I love you so much.